And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning. We hope everybody is doing well out there. And joining me in studio from Coffeyville's Reawakening, we have Denise York and Peggy Steele. Ladies, welcome in this morning. I don't know what I'm saying.
Thanks, Kyle.
We want to welcome you in this morning. That's what I was trying to say. I kept stumbling over myself.
You've got that donut over there that you're looking at. That's
right. Yes, it's making me hungry.
Cinnamon roll. That's right.
So, all right. Well, ladies, got a few things that you guys did want to talk about. And, of course, Denise, we'll start with you. Of course, with the Coffeyville Together numbers.
Right. 820 gift certificates for a total of $43,590. And then that match goes back into the community. The thing we kind of want to push today, though, is we've only got like $6,400 to go on gift certificates to hit that 50,000 goal that we've been trying to reach. So, you know, if you need a gift certificate from like 33 local businesses around town, go to Coffeyville Together
and I have a list of all the businesses that are participating, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So be sure to go to CoffeyvilleTogether.com, which you can find from I Love Coffeyville. All the links will be there, and you can go there and find out all the participating businesses going on with that.
And then a quick rundown from the Midland. So we have Ferris Bueller coming up, the outdoor movie on the 2nd.
That so well.
Bueller.
And then the Dalton documentary is the 3rd.
Which would be very cool. Of course, that's also the thing that's going on downtown. The past lives on in Coffeyville. So kind of runs in conjunction with that, correct?
Right, correct. Yep.
So people will be able to see that. That's the film that's shown inside the Dalton Defenders Museum, I believe, correct? It's about 45 minutes long?
It is. But we will have it outdoors where we have the outdoor movie down on 8th and Elm. We'll start about dusk, so don't wait to 9 o'clock to show up.
And the restaurants are going to be open. There's going to be all kinds of things going on. So it's like a evening, at the museum and on 8th Street.
Exactly. So. It's going to be a lot of things going on down there with that. The past lives on in Coffeyville, where you have a lot of characters down there. It's going to be a very, very cool Saturday. Just to spend the whole Saturday down there. Like I said, the restaurants
Absolutely.
Will be open. Just spend the whole day down there.
And we
It'll
have
be
a lot of characters in Coffeyville, and they're all going to be downtown.
We do. Yes. And we even have characters not in costumes.
Oh,
so.
We do.
And then don't forget about Coco on October 9th. The Midland will also be participating in Spooktacular downtown. So
I don't remember that date.
The 27th
I
of
think
October.
So. I think that's right. Yeah, I think it's on a Monday. So I think it's 26th of October.
Okay. So we are doing people didn't know. So we're really going to do that. That's big.
That's the plan right now.
Yeah, we talked to Candy Westbrook yesterday, and that's going on. So we're definitely looking forward to Spooktacular.
We'll have a lot of characters downtown.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There'll be little young characters this time.
All wearing masks.
That's right.
And we're not talking about just the regular mask. We're talking about, costume masks.
That's right.
Exactly.
With the mask across.
Exactly.
They're going to be a mask on mask.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. And then we want to thank everybody that supported the Pizza Hut fundraiser that we had last Thursday. We don't have the figures in yet. We should be getting that here in the next few days. But
I got me some pizza last Thursday.
We did, too. We bought pizza for some neighbors, and we bought it. And
there was a line.
No cooking.
It lasted me a few days, too, because I was like, give me a large pizza. So
we appreciate Pizza Hut for putting that on and everybody in town that participated. And then last Friday at the movie night, what did we have?
It was Rudy.
It was Rudy.
Rudy.
Yeah.
Rudy.
I had to do that.
That's right.
But we did have help from the CCC community involvement group. We had 4 of them in to help us, and it turned out great. We had concessions for the first time this year.
And how was the turnout? It was a pretty good turnout.
It was a little bit light. Mm-hmm. There was probably, I think I counted around 66 to 75 people, but everybody was moving, so
an accurate count.
I don't know.
Everybody has to, you can't sit there and go, stop moving, I need to count.
Right. But it was a good night. It did get a little bit cold, but it was nice.
And Rudy's a good, great movie as well. Yes. Did anybody wear their football jerseys or anything like that?
I didn't notice any. So maybe not. If they did, maybe it was too dark.
I would have been wearing my old Oklahoma City Yard Dogs Arena football jersey if I could have been there. So
wow.
I still have that laying around. So yeah, it's throwback all the way back to 2004. Yeah. So yeah.
And then Christmas on the Plaza. You know, still looking for volunteers if you want to help. If you have a suggestion for an activity or something for one of those nights that we have it. We'll be getting a poster together to send out to vendors to see if, you know, they may want to come in and display, you know, their crafts and things like that. So
we're going to own Christmas in Coffeyville.
Yeah, that's right. There we go. Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun, the Christmas on the Plaza.
Well, and how much fun is that? I mean, everybody's up for Christmas anyway.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All the stuff we're going to combine and do.
So we'll have the special, you know, each night will have a different special theme and choirs and things like that. So look forward to seeing everything that we get together on that one.
And there's going
to
be a lot of characters downtown, too.
Even more characters. Will it be a fat man in a red suit? Will he be down
there?
We'll
have a lot of people.
We're looking for.
Oh, we're looking for. Oh, we are. We're looking for a Santa Claus. That's right.
Yes.
That's good. There have been some great suggestions too.
Basically, as Santa's helper. That's what we call them. They're Santa's helper because Santa, even though he can be everywhere, it's hard for him to be everywhere once. So,
that's right.
So he's a helper of Santa.
And then this will be kicking off the night of the parade on December 4th. We'll have the Christmas tree lighting. The 2-foot section for the Christmas tree has been ordered, so it should be here. And look forward to a 22-foot tree this year.
Oh boy,
bigger and taller this year. So that'll be awesome.
Yep. And then the last week we did the walkthrough on the Union Pacific Park that we're planning over here at 8th and Elm. And we had a lot of people from the city there. Jeff Graham, they're the construction people doing it. So we got a lot of design worked out, and we look forward to get starting on that fairly soon. But, you know, I do want to thank the city. They've just been tremendous in helping us on
everything
a lot
we've
of
done,
projects.
The city really comes
done.
Through.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So lots of great stuff going on there. And, Peggy, we're going to get over to you. And, of course, we talked about it last week. It was kind of a bummer you weren't here last week because you've been pushing it. But with Porchology, finally got our winners announced.
We did. And I hate to miss last week, but we had a lot going on last week.
Right.
And I had to be at another commitment. But, okay, so this is the deal. One of the things that we discovered in this contest was we have a lot of great Porchologists who already live here in Coffeyville. And in fact, a couple of the entries were so great that we said they don't need to do anything. We hope our porches look that great.
Right.
So we've recognized them and we've told them the reason they didn't win is they've already won. They've set the standard.
Right.
And so what we want to do is we want to do a real quick turnaround. And so between right now and next Wednesday at noontime, we're going to have a contest. And the winner of that contest will be the person who has the best existing porch, or the best porchologist, if you will.
Right.
And the way you enter is you take a picture of your porch or your neighbor's porch with their permission, and you message us on our Facebook, Coffeyville's Reawakening Facebook, and send a picture and your contact information and the address. And the winners will pick two. The two winners are going to receive their $100 gift certificate at their choice of any business that's featured on Coffeyville Together. So that means that they'll get a $100 gift certificate to any one of those businesses, and that's going to be through our Community Area Foundation, which will match it.
All right,
so that's
nice.
Another couple $100 in the coffers.
That's right. That's
so
a good thing right there.
There you go. And, okay, so that's contest number one. So all you have to do is go out, take a picture, show us the curbside appeal, submit it to our Facebook, Coffeyville's Reawakening, and sit back and wait for the, you know, recognition and rewards and to be a recognized porchologist.
Exactly.
Now, the second contest, we're going to give you a little more time. This is for the before and after, because again, people have said, gosh, you know, I want to do something, and we get a lot of activity on our Facebook and on my own Facebook for the neighborhood. So we're going to do a best door before and after. And so you have 2 weeks. This contest starts right now, and it ends with a decision made on Wednesday, October 7th. And what you have to do is you have to take a before picture of your door. Your front door has to be a front exterior door. now, and then paint it, do what you want to do to it, go for it. I know a lot of you have been thinking about it, so paint that door and get it all fixed up. Send the after picture to us with the before picture. Again, our Facebook page, you can message us or put it on the page with your address and contact information, and we're going to pick three winners. Three!
Wow.
So that really increases the odds. Same thing, $100 gift certificates through the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation to any business of your choice that's featured on Coffeyville Together, and then they'll match it. So Denise, that's $500.
That is.
Wow, there we go.
So we are hopping.
That's going to be another extra lots of great money into the coffers.
Oh, you know, our porch winners is so great because we have four of them, and two are really, really big projects. Actually, way beyond the scope of what we originally thought we'd have. But the owners have jumped in, and they're doing a lot of their own work. And so we're able to do more. And so we have people who have already replace the decking of their porch, who are torn out all the shrubs covering the whole front of their house. We have people who are looking at, you know, what color will they paint their front door? So it's really exciting to see what's happening. So get in the contest, get recognition for what you've got, or make a difference and paint that front door and win a prize.
Hey, do you have the signs out front?
We
do. Houses?
We have winter signs out front. Yep.
And can you kind of give us the areas,
the 600 block on East 10th, the 1800 block on South Walnut. It's 1820 South Walnut. I believe it's 604 East 10th. On 6th Street in the, you know what, Denise, I really apologize. I don't have those addresses in front of me. But so 6th Street.
The 800 block of 6th Street?
Yeah, mm-hmm, right. And the 1400 block on 5th Street. And there are signs in all of the yards.
And you'll be able to see the sign that says winner, correct? Pretty much?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. ARP Coffeyville's Reawakening Winter Porchology Contest. Watch us.
Keep an eye out.
Keep an eye out. Watch us change. So we're excited about it. Yeah.
It is it's going to be exciting. You can drive by and kind of see those porches in progress.
Well, and people, the owners of these homes are saying, you know, people are waving and honking. And, you know, and one owner said, I'm just waiting for them to stop the car, get out and help us. We love the waves, but come on, bring your hammer and nails and help us.
Let's get going here.
That's right.
All right. So, again, all the Porchology winners and now some new concepts. Connected to Porchology in a way, where you're painting doors and the best four doors will end up winning, and that's a 2-week contest, correct?
The best three. Kyle holds up four fingers and says three doors.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm that's right. So I'm confused now. The best three doors. That's right, for the contest of the before and after.
Okay.
And for the contest this week that ends next Wednesday, you don't have to do anything but take a picture of a great porch. Because like I said, we have great porchologists here. And we will reward that. So there we go.
And if anybody wants to take those pictures and turn them in, how can they do that? Could I go through I Love Coffeyville? And also, is that the only way to do it? Or is there the Facebook page as well?
Facebook page. You can drop it off at Coffeyville's Reawakening at 115 West 9th. You can call Peggy directly and she'll come pick them up.
Oh, thanks, Denise. I'm going to be dressed as a character downtown, Kyle. I'm sorry. I don't have time for this.
So, again, lots of great stuff that you guys are putting together around town, and we definitely appreciate it. And we appreciate you guys coming in every week. It's always a blast when you guys come in.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to start open line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.